Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, or not such a good morning, in Minneapolis.
Yeah, the city formerly known as Minneapolis.
Burns.
Yeah.
Which is the hip-hop, you know, thing to do. And that's what we do now. And what is expected is that, well, at least in blue liberal cities anyway, that the mayor will simply stand aside and, you want the police station. Sure, have it. A lot of debate this morning about President Trump's Twitter feed and the warning, the absurd content warning that Twitter has slapped on his tweet. And I'm going to read you the tweet first, and then I'm going to tell you what the media will not tell you, what Trump was reacting to, and it was absolutely outrageous. Here's the tweet. "I can't stand back and watch this happen to a great American city, Minneapolis. A total lack of leadership. Either the very weak radical left mayor, Jacob Fry, get his act together and bring the city under control, or I will send in the National Guard and get the job done right." So that was slapped with a content warning. There's a second half of the tweet that reads, "These thugs are dishonoring the memory of George Floyd, and I won't let that happen. Just spoke to Governor Tim Walz and told him that the military is with him all the way. Any difficulty, and we will assume control. But when the looting starts, the shooting starts. Thank you." That was actually covered up. This is hysterical. With a warning that it violates the Twitter rules for glorifying violence. So, but before we get to that part, and I've got a long list here of blue checks and regular people on Twitter who have threatened to kill Trump and Trump administration officials repeatedly and who've never gotten a content warning. So it's about killing the right people with Twitter. My personal favorite, Lee, was when Sarah Huckabee Sanders received multiple death threats, flagged them, sent them to Twitter. Nothing. Remember, she was the spokesperson for Trump. And then she tweeted months later directly at Jack Dorsey, "Hey, here are the people threatening still to kill me, some of whom had blue checks. Do something about this." No response. Mm-hmm. So you understand, Twitter's fine with violence as long as you're talking about killing the right people. You got to be clear on that. Or if you're, you know, a group that kills a lot of people, the Chinese government, that's okay. If you tell lies like the virus isn't transmissible human to human and that ends up killing a lot of people, like, oh, I don't know, the WHO and the now infamous January tweet, that's fine too, even though it's a lie. That tweet is still up and still doesn't have a content warning. According to the WHO, the virus cannot be spread human to human. January. It was already spreading. It was already in our country. They knew it, and we know that they have known it since December because Hong Kong told us, they told the WHO. It's a lie. Still sitting there. No content warning. And this is what drives people crazy. But I want to get into what was Trump reacting to? I don't know. He's just crazy. No. A deliberate decision by the mayor of Minneapolis, an outrageous decision, to abandon the third precinct police department building to rioters. Now, here's the important. He did this deliberately. And this was a decision. This is very much in the mold of Baltimore mayor standing there saying to the police, just let them burn a few streets. They got to get it out. Listen to this. This is local. This is local Fox 9 reporting on this. Mayor Jacob Frey made the call to evacuate the 3rd Precinct. Listen to this. Before rioters set the building on fire and before the rioters had breached the perimeter. They weren't through the perimeter? No. They could have been stopped? Sure. He just let them burn the building. Just let them have it. Shortly after, city officials warned protesters to move from the building after receiving reports the gas lines may have been cut. This mayor put the protesters and the police in dire jeopardy. We now have liberal mayors letting people burn down police precincts. That's new. I mean, before it was just leftist mayors saying, hey, have a couple streets, take the businesses. Yeah, burn them to the ground. If anyone gets killed, oh, well, they probably deserved it being a business owner and all. That was where we were before this. Now, the standard operating procedure is if they're mad, you got to give them the police department. Just let them burn it. And that is an outrage. And Trump rightly reacted to that, Lee. That's what I got to say this morning.
Well, and also I think that you have seen the complete breakdown of government. There is no government in Minneapolis.
Not in blue areas. No,
because
you cannot count on it.
You have no rule of law. You have no police action. You have no fire protection.
Nope, they're gone. There's
no ambulance protection. So basically you have chaos. The city of Minneapolis no longer exists. It is now Chaopolis. You've got the government has dissolved effectively. And this mayor can sit here and point his fingers at Trump or anybody else that he wants to. He has completely let down this city. The citizens of Minneapolis should have refugee status and be allowed to leave and go anywhere they want to and be considered refugees because the government there has completely abandoned the people of Minneapolis and allowed the rioters
thugs.
And looters to take over that town. That's what has happened. Now, this is, and I agree with these folks, what those police officers did was inexcusable. Let me get this out. As far as we know, we go through this a lot, unfortunately, and you're right that many times we get information on the backside of these things, and there's some type of mitigating circumstances. But still, I cannot see from anything that has happened before, and the people in law enforcement I've talked to recently about this specific situation can see no justification for what happened there. Now, there is still no justification for rioting and looting, period, end of story. But this is what happens in America. A protected group, a minority group, a political group, is offended and goes off and does these things, and the same usual suspects come trotting in to do what they do, to defend what they defend, and to accuse whom they accuse. And we always see the same sides doing the same thing over and over again. But the funny thing is, not funny, but the interesting thing is, when bad things like this, similar to this, happen in South Carolina and in Georgia, this doesn't happen.
Yeah, because we just maintain control. We do.
And this fascinates me, is that the South is always referred to as a bunch of knuckle-dragging, Neanderthal, Bible-thumping idiots.
But yet,
when we have things that have racial components to them happen, we don't burn the place down. We do not do that. What happened in Georgia recently? Inexcusable, as far as we know. I know there's video evidence that shows certain things. There may be other mitigating services. I don't know. But nobody's burned down Georgia. And when we had things like this happen in South Carolina, nobody has burned down Columbia, Charleston, or anything else around here.
Just as a warning, I didn't say a word about Georgia, and there's a reason for it. Because prosecutors there warned there's video no one has seen and no one will see till the trial. I will cover the trial. I'm not going off half-cocked like an idiot. Prosecutors, here's out of Minneapolis. Headline, prosecutors warn there is evidence that does not support criminal charges in the case of the 4 cops. What is it? I don't know. And until I do, I'm not commenting. I don't know. I'm pleading ignorance. That's where I am. But this rioting is ridiculous.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Texter writes, hey, Tara, did the rioters in Cincinnati wear masks and stay 6 feet apart? No, what, no, but they have liberal privilege, so it doesn't matter. I was thinking that, too. I mean, we now have MSNBC and CNN. They're going out live on the streets and shaming people who aren't wearing masks, right? Well, I thought this would be a great opportunity for them to go out there and mask shame, but no, I guess they're not doing it. No, it says these people have liberal privilege. Look, I have heard from many of you in recent weeks. You noticed I didn't talk about the shooting in Georgia. And I won't. Not to talk about this one either. I'm not doing it. Because I would do you a disservice. I don't have all the information. And let me tell you why I feel strongly about this. I have no idea who's wrong and right in this case. Let me tell you what, you don't either. That's what the prosecutors are trying to tell us in Cincinnati. Headline, prosecutors warn there is evidence that does not support criminal charge in the case of four cops accused of killing George Floyd. The prosecutor will charge them. He will not have any choice. He'll have to make something up. But I am sick and tired of, wow, in this case, you could totally tell right up front. Yep, you can tell. Uh-huh, right out the door. Wow, this one's obvious. Let's go back through the history of that one. Because it's really funny. The evidence, massive amounts of evidence that you didn't see, doesn't seem to come out to trial time. You want to go back through history? Let's do it. It'll be fun. Let's start with George Zimmerman, a weirdo, for sure. Probably not a guy who should have approached Trayvon Martin. The story on that was he just killed him because he was black and in the wrong place. But then at trial, it was strange. That case was so covered, and somehow it never came out, that when George Zimmerman shot Trayvon Martin was on his chest, smashing the back of his head into the concrete again and again and again and again. How on earth did that never come out before trial? And that's when I started to go, you know, I better be careful how I cover these things. Seems like the key details never come out till trial. And then everybody's shocked when the officers are acquitted. Happened again in Baltimore with Freddie Gray. Black and white officers charged when the jury saw all the information. They declined to prosecute. They declined to find him guilty. What about Eric Garner? Wow, that was slam shut, boy. That was clearly racism. Wait, you mean putting your knees on a guy's chest was standard police operating procedure across the country? Uh-huh. And the officer who ordered them to do that on Eric Garner's chest was black? Well, why'd they do it? Because they did it every day. It wasn't until the trial there that we learned from doctors that is a fine and very safe technique for subduing people who are not obese. Had been used for decades. Wasn't new, wasn't because he was black. Again, the woman who ordered it, the sergeant, was black. But when you do it to somebody who's obese, it pushes their gut fat up and constricts their ability to breathe. And so as more Americans become obese, it was a really bad way to handle it. It worked fine since the 50s. That's why you didn't hear about it before. Did you hear that with Eric Garner? No, what you heard was the cops were racist, including the black one who ordered it, that cop. No, let's keep going. Let's do this. Let's keep going. This is why I refuse to give in to this. This case may be the exception. This cop may be a thug. Or maybe there's something I don't know. But I'm here to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know. I'm not justifying anything. I'm not defending anybody. I'm just saying I'm sick and tired of being taken round and round and round on this by the media who will not tell you the truth. They will not. They will not give you all the information. You cannot decide. You can't. Why didn't I talk about Georgia? Red flag there. There's another video. Oh, really? Yeah, we're not going to see it until the trial. Huh. Well, I'm going to wait till then to tell you what I think. I'm going to wait till I know what I'm talking about. Because right now I don't. Now this, prosecutors warn there's evidence that does not support criminal charges in the case of four cops accused in killing George Floyd. I can't imagine what it would be right now, having seen the video. But I'm not getting taken on this ride again. Oh, here's another one for you. Hands up, don't shoot. Irrefutable. Many of you still text it to me. You think it happened. It didn't. How do I know? Obama Justice Department under Eric Holder. Found that the officer in that case acted in self-defense. Not my point of view, theirs. 100-page report, you ever read it? See, yeah, the reason we thought that hands up, don't shoot happened was because the media interviewed one guy at the scene. Turned out that guy tried to kill the police officer, Darren Wilson. He kind of didn't mention that in the interviews. And what do we learn? He and the victim had attacked the police officer's car, broken in through the windows. Their DNA was inside the car. Gotten the officer's gun and fired at him in close quarters in an attempt to execute him. Darren Wilson was utterly innocent. It's a wonder he survived. And who did the media interview? Turns out that guy, the one who claimed it was hands up, don't shoot, he was in the car too, trying to kill the officer. Says who? How do I know? Eric Holder's Justice Department under Barack Obama's final report. Did you ever hear about that? So if I seem a little trigger shy this morning, I've been down this road. I've been to this rodeo. And I'm here to tell you, I'm not going again. So, look, I will be the first to condemn this officer or the guy or whoever when I have the facts, but I don't have them and you don't either. You got a video. Here's one of my personal favorites. I watched this happen in Charlotte. There was an officer who was absolutely destroyed by his own police department. They refused to defend him in court. The union had to pay for it. And they released video and it was awful. It looked like an execution. I mean, there's no defending the guy until trial. When the rest of the video came out, I personally felt the part where the perp was on top of the officer in the ditch with his arms around his neck was pretty convincing. So did the jury. They let him off. His own police department withheld, this was in Charlotte, withheld that the second part of the video. They framed their own officer. You want a career in law enforcement? I wouldn't do it. Not if you're white. Not if you're male. Why would the Charlotte PD do that? Charlotte's a purple state, in a purple state. It's a blue city in a purple state. We're heading into the election. And this is why people are shocked. Why did the jury let him off? Because they saw all the evidence. You haven't. So until we do, and I haven't, I'm not going to make a call. I don't know who's at fault here. I don't know. I will when I see all the evidence. You might have a good idea too. But that ain't now. It's not now.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I need to turn the audio back on. I am just dying here. The new standard has been set. Now, in Baltimore, the standard was set that if deluders are mad, what you do is you just let them burn. You let them burn stuff. Remember that? Remember the mayor of Baltimore telling the police to stand back? Just we're not going to let them burn the whole city. It's just going to be a few streets. Ooh. What about the business owners on those streets? We don't care. What if somebody's trapped in one of those buildings? Well, you know, it's about the looters. Remember, there are lives that matter and lives that don't. Now, we have set a new standard. The looters are entitled to burn the police station. There are no words. This is how this went down. The mayor of Minneapolis made the call. Now, look, I could see if the station's already on fire and it's a danger to people and you need to evacuate, right? I get that. You would maybe abandon the building. That's not what happened here. That's what makes this so remarkable. The mayor made the call to abandon the building before the rioters had even breached the perimeter. You mean there was no fire at the time? No. He gave him the building. Let him burn it. This is what, folks, I do this to show you what America will be like if it goes blue. This, you know what this is? This is dual justice. What have we seen? Let's just go back over the last couple of weeks. What have we seen? Hairdressers, barbers arrested, business licenses yanked, businesses forcibly closed, parents in parks arrested for social distancing, for wanting to open their businesses. But see, their lives don't matter. And now we're treated to the idea, well, if you're mad, just, yeah, oh, you want the police station? Yeah, okay, Willie, just let us get out. Well, you could have saved it. They hadn't even breached the perimeter. So we have tear gas for. We have pepper spray for. We have water cannons for. Nobody gets hurt. We maintain order. No. They let them burn the police station. I'm sorry, why didn't the barbershop folks in state after state get to burn down the police station? Not that they would have wanted to or I would have condoned it, but why not? Why didn't police just stand back and let them do whatever they wanted? Why'd they harass them? Do you see the treatment of Americans here and how this goes? I mean, it is a stark contrast. We've had police people in this state arrested. A bunch of women out in Charleston decided to get together at a bar for an impromptu drinking session. Bar was closed, but they were there together. They got arrested. But it's okay to burn down a police station. If you're the right people. What is so remarkable is this line. Shortly after, city officials warned protesters to move from the building after receiving reports that the gas lines may have been cut. I just want to know, if I have liberal privilege and I'm mad about something, the charges haven't been filed fast enough for my taste, I'm just curious, do I just get to burn down the police station or can I cut the gas lines too? Do I get to do that? Because you can make a really big fire that way. And I'm entitled to make a fire if I'm mad, right? Well, aren't I entitled to open my barber shop if I'm mad? See, because the reason she did that was because, remember, she had single mothers there who could not feed their children. They were having to decide between feeding their kids and feeding themselves, and they were going hungry. Because remember, the hairstylist did not qualify till the 28th of April to begin getting those benefits. They were on the late train, unfortunately. Does she get to cut the gas lines? I'm just curious. I just want to know in America who gets to cut the gas lines. The right people. Okay, I got you. Right people. Texter writes, Tara, to add to your list, the entire Rodney King video, including the chase, doesn't fit the media narrative, so it's never shown. Yeah, I want justice. Look, I do. You know me. I'm very skeptical. I'm skeptical of everybody. Very skeptical of law enforcement. You listen to the show. We do nothing but trash the FBI here, deservedly. Call them jackboot thugs, because they are, at least at the top. By the middle, I don't know. I can't tell you. You don't know either. I can tell you this, though. The jackboot thugs at the top hired to people in the middle. You think they hired patriots who just want a better America? Somehow I doubt it. I think they hired the kind of people who'd shut up and go along. But that's just me. So I'm very skeptical of law enforcement. But I'm also skeptical of burning things down when the prosecutor is warning, once again, there is evidence that does not support a criminal charge. At this point, I can't imagine what it is. But then we've been here. Looked like a slam dunk. And then again, what do we find? How on earth do we get to the trial in the Zimmerman case? The George Zimmerman case, and find out for the first time that when Trayvon Martin was shot, he was on top of George Zimmerman, slamming the back of his head into the concrete. How do we never hear that before? How do we never hear that the reason Trayvon Martin attacked George Zimmerman in the first place was because he thought he was a gay man, that he was following him for, you know, inappropriate reasons in that vein. The George Zimmerman thing was a gay bashing. Most of America doesn't even know it. And I'm not defending Zimmerman. Zimmerman's a weirdo. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we never get all the details till the trial. And then the public is shocked, given how conditioned they are by the media reporting, why jury after jury after jury after jury lets these people off, because you have not been given the full picture, and you never do until the trial. Because you know what? The only stuff that seems to leak with the media is the damaging stuff. By the way, everything I've just told you in the last two segments, Texter writes, why does it always turn into a race issue? There was no race issue in any of these segments other than the one falsely created by the media. Texter writes, next they'll burn down the White House and the Capitol. What? No, I mean, I'm going to turn it back around on you. Why can't they? I mean, if they are the right people and they're angry about the right stuff, why shouldn't they be allowed to burn the White House down or the Capitol? Using the Minneapolis logic. And folks, when you hear about the Trump tweet today, he's recommending violence. You got to understand the media is not going to. And all he was saying is if the Minneapolis mayor does not get control, I will send someone in who will. What he's referring to is the deliberate decision to let them have the police headquarters, the police precinct, and burn it down. Texter writes, thanks for your research that clearly illuminates why the Second Amendment is so essential. Folks, can you not see what all this demonstrates? You cannot trust the police to protect you anymore. It's not about them. It's not their fault. It's about who's in leadership. If the right people want to cut gas lines, and the reports are conflicting right now as to whether they were cut or not. If they want to blow up a building, cut gas lines, take over whole sections of this. By the way, the mayor was like, oh, don't worry. We'll be policing the third precinct again. When? Noon? 9 o'clock this morning? I mean, when's that going to be? The left that tells you can count on the police. Yeah, you can count on them until leftist, knee-jerk, anarchist politicians call them back and say, let it burn. Then you're on your own. I keep thinking I'm going to get to the point where I'm no longer stunned by the economic news. And then I'm stunned by the economic news. I just try to wrap your head around this. I'm going to stop reading this stuff before I go to bed because then I end up all night. Up all night. This is just a headline. This is unfathomable. 1 in 4 American workers have filed for unemployment benefits during the pandemic. 1 in 4. Even in Common Core math, that's 25%. I mean, that is just like you can't fathom it because we've never seen it before. More than 40 million Americans have filed for first-time unemployment benefits since the coronavirus pandemic forced the U.S. economy to shut down in March. 1 in 4, which is still 25% in Common Core math. Well, most of the time. 1 in 4 American workers has filed for unemployment insurance. 2.1 million people filed initial jobless claims last week. God, people. 2 million Americans are losing their jobs a week. Or at least their unemployment claims are coming. It's a pretty good proxy. And I'm telling you, it's higher because a lot of them can't get through because, like, you know, in our state, Mick Disaster still hasn't fixed it. Now, here's the line that boggles the mind. If your mind's not already spinning from the 1 in 4 have filed for unemployment during this. And by the way, nobody cares. Totally, no, nobody cares. I mean, the people who have had this happen to them care, but nobody wants to talk to them. It was the 10th straight week. This is CNN, so it might be true. It was the 10th straight week in which claims were in the millions. America has never recorded a single week of 1 million jobless claims prior to the coronavirus crisis. We are in uncharted territory. So anybody who tells you that they know what's going to happen next, it's the best guess. That includes Trump administration officials. There were some positives from them and from an Obama economist earlier in the week, by the way, who warned Democrats who panicked that the economy might bounce right back in a V-shape. But I'm here to tell you, and I'd love to believe that. I so hope that is the case. It could be the case. But we've never been here before. We don't have a model for it. We don't know. We don't know. And in the middle of that, 1 in four Americans have filed for unemployment. Lindsey Graham's very busy up there in Washington. He's working hard, not for you, but he is working hard for the foreigners who want to come in and take your job. See, because now this is a great crisis to not waste. Because, see, the people have already lost the jobs. And that way, if we take the visa caps off for foreigners, then these jobs could, these people, Americans could be replaced in the jobs without having to be fired with people who will work for less. They're essentially indentured servants because the company holds the visa. So if you don't work the 90 hours they want, you don't forego raises, you don't do what they want, they just yank the visa, you go home. It's indentured servitude for the modern era. And Lindsey's working hard to make sure some deserving immigrant gets you a job. Do you know what he did? He wrote a letter with eight other GOP senators to Trump, telling him Trump was going to cap the foreign visas. That was Trump announced that, not to do it. You know whose position that is, by the way? Nancy Pelosi's. She put it in the $3 trillion bill, remove the caps on foreign visas. We got all these open American jobs. You could fill them with people who are essentially indentured servants. They'll work for less. They got no choice. And it's beautiful that companies don't have to pay payroll taxes on them. Win-win. Screw the American. Lou Dobbs nailed Lindsey for this. And he should have.
A number of Republican senators, rhinos all, writing to President Trump today, urging him not to restrict temporary work visas, which they say will actually help the economic recovery. That is to say, they are rhinos, they know nothing about economics, and they're willing to lie to the President of the United States. Here they are, Lindsey Graham, John Cornyn, Mike Crapo, James Risch, Mike Rounds, Todd Young, Lisa Murkowski, Dan Sullivan, and James Lankford. These senators know nothing about economics. They know nothing about the American people when almost 40 million American workers are unemployed within the last 9 weeks alone. And these conscienceless senators have the temerity to write to the president asking them to bring in more foreign workers. The unemployment rate at 15%. And I want to challenge any of these senators to come out of their shadows, step into our cameras, and debate me on this issue if you have any integrity, any guts whatsoever. And I doubt very seriously that a single one of them will do so. They're appalling, each and every one of them.
Good luck, Lou. I've been trying to get Lindsey on the show for, good God, since I was in Myrtle Beach. That's like, what are we, 7, 8 years now? He's been avoiding me for that long. So, no, he's not going on your show, Lou. But he is busy giving your jobs away. Wants to make sure. See, remember the plan. They were going to bring in healthcare workers. See, all those healthcare workers are unemployed right now. You could replace them with foreign healthcare workers who will work for less. And then you don't have to pay, you know, payroll taxes on them. So, I mean, that alone is a savings. Literally, the dude is up there trying to give away your job to a foreigner while running for office telling you he's working for you. Oh, my God. They get away with it, too. They get away with it, too. So it just gives you a little view on the, you know, who the real Lindsey is, who will be back after June 9th. That's the real Lindsey Graham, and he'll be back after he wins that primary in the state because, unfortunately, I don't think he has... I don't think he has the kind of competition that can beat him. I'm going to vote for his competition. Anybody but Graham is where I am right now. But just in case, you know, you get replaced to work, just understand how that happened.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.